There's a warning that Australia could face an insolvency avalanche if struggling businesses simply use the government's financial support in order to delay paying their debts. The JobKeeper payment is to see a fortnightly payment of $1,500 to businesses to pay employees, while other payments have been promised in order to keep enterprises afloat during the coronavirus-prompted hibernation, which has been outlined by the Prime Minister. While that will provide some temporary respite for some, there are fears that it will simply allow others to avoid the inevitable and potentially cause big problems further down the line. Sule Arnautovic is a partner at insolvency specialist Gerch Sutherland. He says the move will allow terminally wounded businesses the ability to survive long after they may well have called it quits.
Essentially, people out there will grab the stimulus that is available now, won't be paying their debts or reducing their finance obligations or rental obligations. When the stimulus package comes to an end, in possibly 6 months, all those debts won't have disappeared and they'll become immediately due and payable. At that point in time, people just simply won't be able to afford to keep their business open and repay the debt that have been accumulated over the last 6 months.
So if a business is lost or a business hasn't got their business plan right, or indeed faces debts that they won't be able to land, this policy from the government is going to keep them alive artificially. Is that the understanding? And that's unhealthy or indeed detrimental.
It is detrimental on many levels. It's detrimental for those who may survive and come out the other side, because their customers who may have been propped up by this stimulus package will be affected. And that will create contagion on possibly more solid businesses the other side as well.
Do you think that the policy is ill-considered?
The policy is a good policy in part, but I don't believe it's a policy that should be applicable to every business in Australia. I think businesses, for example, that were struggling financially before COVID-19, on one view, shouldn't be getting any stimulus support. Any companies that are otherwise known as sort of zombie companies and haven't been productive or contributing probably shouldn't be getting the stimulus. But there's a whole section of businesses that it's vital to give them a sort of bridge to the other side as well. So it's just because of the time these things have been implemented, they've been done on a broad sweeping basis, and it certainly shouldn't really apply, in my view, to every business in Australia. These zombie companies first became identified in the sort of the last GFC, and there will be a multitude of businesses who grab whatever financial support they can and have no real prospects of coming out the other side of the crisis.
So if we see a large number of businesses in that category, and then when this safety net ends, there's a rush, this is the avalanche that you're talking about, what pressure does that put on your industry and I presume suppliers and other people around them?
Well, it's important to know there's only probably 650 registered liquidators in Australia. If you look at what happened in the first week last week, where a couple hundred thousand people joined the Centrelink queues, you can only imagine what indefinitely putting off decisions on struggling businesses for 6 months will do when the tap is turned off by the government. There will be real strain by the 650 liquidators throughout Australia. And there'll be a plethora of zombie companies identify themselves at that time and just collapse. There is a real concern. Otherwise, viable businesses the other side will experience contagion, because their clients will be collapsing in vast numbers. And a lot of my brethren, practitioners, will be essentially dealing with terminal insolvencies at a level we haven't seen for many years.
And presumably the desire to keep your business running would overrule much common sense. What are the legal ramifications for making the wrong decisions now?
The government has essentially said there's somewhat of a safe harbour for insolvent trading during this period, but the corporations regulations go beyond insolvent trading. They're still overriding directed duties in the legislation, so people still have to do the right thing. And I think the right thing is, if you can't see a way out of this, if you've got no business plan that gets you to the other side of the crisis, just turning a blind eye to accumulation of debts is not the right thing to be doing.
And are you seeing a steady stream of people taking that decision and coming to see you now, even though this safety net is in place?
Yep. A lot of the inquiries we received prior to last week, who were more than likely to be restructuring insolvency clients, have since the stimulus package being announced, deferred that decision for 6 months.
So there's a fairly clear indication there that we are going to be dealing with troubled businesses at the back end of all of this.
That were troubled before this even started. In one part, it's totally understandable that people grab the financial support. What I would probably urge is you grab the financial support to give you some breathing space to take advice early on what your options are and then make the correct decision. I'm not saying every business should just immediately appoint a liquidator or a restructuring professional. And if the stimulus is used in that vein, then people can make the right decision after talking to their accountants, lawyers and financial advisors.
That's partner at insolvency specialist Jersh Sutherland, Sule Arnautovic, speaking a little bit earlier on.